This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The debate on immigration continues today in the Senate and in the halls of Congress. Pro-immigration activists from at least 20 states are pouring into Washington seeking face-to-face meetings with members of Congress. In a moment, we'll talk to one of the organizers about that lobbying effort. First, a look at the Senate debate, where lawmakers are attempting to pass an immigration bill. Yesterday, members of both parties responded to President Bush's call for getting tough at the border, but making it possible for illegal immigrants to gain lawful employment and even citizenship. Here's Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin.
You need to have a comprehensive approach. Enforcement at the borders, enforcement in the workplace, and a process that brings these people out of the shadows.
And not all Republicans are in line with the president's proposals. Here's Georgia Senator Saxby Chambliss.
I do not believe that we should provide illegal immigrants with a new path to citizenship through this bill, nor any other bill.
We turn now to Senator Jeff Sessions. He's a Republican from Alabama, and he joins me on the line. Welcome.
Good morning.
Yesterday, the Senate voted down a provision that would have made the administration secure the borders before it created a guest worker program, if it does that. Now, you voted for the amendment. What do you make of the fact that it was defeated?
I was disappointed at that. I think there was a feeling by a number of us that what happened in 1986 was that when the law passed, immediately the immigration policies and amnesty took effect, but there was a promise in the future of enforcement. That enforcement never occurred. So this time, the Isaacson Amendment sought to say the Secretary of Homeland Security would have to certify that he had secured the border before the amnesty took place. I thought that was a good amendment and would have been a comprehensive, allowed for a comprehensive settlement.
Now, President Bush has made his case for a comprehensive immigration package. What did you take away from his prime time speech on Monday night?
I thought it was a good speech. I have generally felt that we need to settle the border security questions first, but they can be done together. Unfortunately, I believe the Senate has not given sufficient detailed thought to actually how to do that. To comprehensively settle it. So he moved the ball forward. He really allayed a lot of people's fears that he would fail in his efforts to curtail the border and bring lawfulness to our immigration system across the board. People are very concerned about that. They very much are insisting that this government create a lawful system of immigration, and the president gained some confidence there. He's got to follow through, however.
Is there anything that the president said in his speech that swayed you away from something that you had held dear previously?
Well, it was important to me that if we were going to go forward with a comprehensive proposal, that he be known to the Congress and the people to be committed to making this system lawful. It's never been lawful. It's a mockery of law. It's a very, very unfortunate thing. A great nation should not have an immigration policy that's a mockery of law. Now, so he moved forward, I think, in a way that gave us some confidence that he will end that.
Now, assuming that legislation does include a beefed up border control, why are you opposed to a guest worker program or creating a pathway to citizenship for these immigrants who are now illegal?
There are two categories. One is the current group that's here illegally. I feel like that we can work out something that will be generous to them, allow most of them to stay here. But I don't believe they're entitled to every single benefit we give to people who do the right thing and come to this country legally. So I think there has to be a distinction there. Citizenship may be one of the distinctions we should make. With regard to the guest worker, that's the future flow of immigration into the country, and a huge amendment was passed last night that dramatically improved the current amendment in there that reduced by tens of millions, maybe 100 million, the number of people that would come in under that provision. I had opposed the future flow of guest workers because, first, they're not guests, they're permanent workers, and secondly, the number was an uncontrolled number that was breathtaking in scope.
But in a sort of yes or no answer, are you more open to it now?
more open to
guest worker program.
A guest worker. Well, this guest worker program is one that's more
Senator?
Plausible.
Good.
And something that we can begin to continue to work on and may get there.
Thank you, Senator. Jeff Sessions is a Republican from Alabama. Thanks for joining us.